Shubhodaya. We'll start off with the peace mantra from Samaveda. Samaveda has two Upanishads, Chandogya and Talavakara. Both of them starts with the same peace mantra. The meaning of this one, may the all-pervading principle enter into me. May my talk, my vision, my breathing, my hearing, my limbs, all infused with energy. And with this infused with energy, elevated energy, may I approach a competent teacher and study at his feet regarding the all-pervading principles mentioned in the scriptures. When I am in the process of studying, or even after studying, may I never be arrogant and denounce the presence of all-pervading principle. At the same time, may the all-pervading principle never forsake me. There should be a good bonding exist between us. With this, may all the virtues mentioned in the scriptures, may they come and repose in me. May all the virtues in the scripture mentioned in the scriptures come and repose in me. It's the meaning of this one. Repeat after me. Om apyayantu.
Om apyayantu.
Mamangani.
Mamangani.
Vakprana.
Vakprana.
Chakshushrotram.
Chakshushrotram.
Athobalam.
Athobalam.
Indriyani cha sarvani.
Indriyani cha sarvani.
Sarvam brahmo upanishadam.
Sarvam brahmo upanishadam.
Maham brahmani rakuryam.
Maham brahmani.
Mama Brahma Nirakarot.
Mama Brahma Nirakarot.
Anirakaranam Astu.
Anirakaranam Astu.
Anirakaranam Me Astu.
Anirakaranam Me Astu.
Tadatmani Nirate.
Tadatmani Nirate.
Ya Upanishatsu.
Ya Upanishatsu.
Dharmaste.
Dharmaste.
Mayi Santu.
Mayi Santu.
Te Mayi Santu.
Te Mayi Santu.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti.
Today is an auspicious day. Today is Vedavyasa Jayanti. Vedavyasa Jayanti, all teachers are indebted to Vedavyasa. Its knowledge has flown, it's passed on to this generation, and it will flow to next generation through Vedavyasa. Vedavyasa uchishta, that whatever remnant of Vedavyasa, it is other teachers are taking that one. He compiled the 18 Puranas, is compiled by him. He compiled Vedas and classified the Vedas, and Upanishads also, it is from him. Mahabharata, he composed Mahabharata. Mahabharata about 800 years before the actually, it happened. It happened in his mind. He conceptualized this one, Mahabharata. It has 100,000 shlokas. Mahabharata has 100,000 shlokas. It's the biggest of the scriptures. 100,000 shlokas. And he compiled in his mind about 700-800 years before Mahabharata actually happened. It's a concept from there. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita and Vishnu Sahasranama, everything is attributed to Vedavyasa. Today, it's all the students of the higher knowledge. We have to seek his grace so that our sadhana goes in a right direction. And coming back to yoga, yoga in Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Patanjali Yoga Sutra has four sections. It has 195 sutras, four sections. First section is called as Samadhipada, Samadhi and or Yoga and its aims. What is yoga and what is the purpose of yoga? And the second chapter, it talks about Sadhana Pada, how to do the practice, how to do the sadhana. When I know what, now I understood in the first chapter what is yoga and its yoga and its aims. In the second chapter, how to practice. And in the third chapter, it talks about when you are doing the sadhana, various siddhis come to you. Various siddhis. And what are the siddhis you get? In the siddhis are, in the Patanjali also says, in the scripture says, they are the distractions for your sadhana. they are testing how sincere you are in your sadhana. When you are doing the sadhana, various siddhis, you can hear far away things, you can see something very far, and people moving in the celestial, you can have a vision of that one. And many siddhis you come, that your body becomes light and heavy, and you look young and vibrant. Various siddhis comes in the sadhana, and they are the tempting, or they are tempting us. Are you really after the siddhis, or are you after the sadhana? And many people, that even adept teachers, they fall into the siddhis. Like siddhis, for example, from here, Melbourne to Sydney, I want to go to Sydney, I want to reach Sydney tomorrow. And I started today, and on the way, when I'm driving, various suburbs comes, towns comes, Shepparton comes, further down Albury or Yass or Canberra, various suburbs comes, and various suburbs have a fire sale. There is a fire sale here, or it's a super sale. They are tempting, that some vegetable or property sale or car sale. They are calling us, come, you come here. Do you want this one? They are tempting us. My goal is Sydney, but these temptations are calling me. How serious you are? Do you want this one? And if I think, yes, this fire sale is a great deal, I should, what a bargain. I go there, my destination is lost. I stuck here. It's they are saying, do not get swayed by the temptations. In the scriptures, they are saying that many sages, when they are doing the sadhanas, many damsels, many people, they come to test. Many rishis also, they get swayed and gave up their sadhana. And it's temptations given by the devas to test how sincere you are in your sadhana. Whether are you really serious, or you want some byproduct. And the siddhis, if you don't pay attention to the siddhis, if you continue the sadhana, the goal, it's a Kaivalya Pada, it's in the fourth chapter, it's the goal of our sadhana can be realized in the fourth chapter. The first chapter is Samadhi Pada, Sadhana Pada, then Vibhuti Pada, and fourth one is Kaivalya Pada. In the first chapter, as I mentioned, the first sutra. Sutra means the formula. Formula is it's like a condensed pill. In a small formula, it is given, and more you contemplate on that one, new dimensions opens up. 195 sutras are there. In the first chapter, in the Patanjali, he talks about the first sutra. First sutra says, Atha Yoga Anushasanam. Atha, means aha iti brahma, in the Sanskrit, one meaning of means, in English it has come a, and all Indian languages starts with why it is aha iti brahma. Brahma Sutra says aha iti brahma, means the highest, the all the alphabets in English also, in the other language, starts with means it's talking about the highest. Atha yoga. Ta means tata. Tata means all pervading principle. The Brahman, the highest, is tata. Tata means who pervades everywhere. To know him, yoga anushasanam. We will do the yoga, we will anushasanam. Shasana means shasaka. Shasaka means one who imposes rules on others. Shasana, anushasana means apply the rule onto yourself. Be disciplined in your sadhana. If you want to know the highest, it is not for the weak-hearted or casual people. You have to be very serious. Those who are serious in sadhana, that can be possible. First sutra itself says, Atha yoga anushasana. To do that one, you have to be serious. To get the highest, with the trivial effort, it is not possible. Big effort is required. Commitment is required. Winter, summer, hot days, weekends, no break. That's sadhana. That type of commitment is required to know the highest. Atha yoga anushasanam. And the second chapter, second sutra talks about chitta vritti nirodaha. Chitta vritti, mind is hopping from object to object. What I was doing 5 years back, I gave up that one. Now I have new pursuit. What I was doing last year, I gave up that one. I have a new pursuit. What I was doing in 10 years back, it is I gave up, I have new pursuit. In my life, I took up many pursuit and I gave up. I took up, I gave up. I took up, gave up. Life is coming to an end. If I look back, what I have done in my life, I lived this long. I took up many pursuit and dropped. I took up many pursuit, dropped. Nothing is set. I completed nothing. And it may look good in my CV. I have done this one, I have done this one, I have done this one. My CV may be big, but no depth. His scripture says, depth is more important than the width. You have to have a depth. Depth, it's a width is like swimming in the ocean. I swim across. I want to swim from this island to that island, maybe 10 kilometers. I swim, I drank what nothing but a salt water. But those who courageous one, those who have the stamina, willpower, they dive deep into the ocean and pick up the pearls which are hidden deep within us. That to pick up the pearl, we have to go deep, not pick up one pursuit and give up. No, pick up and give up. One master came, he's very popular, I go with him. And after 1 year, another big master comes, I give up this one, I pick up. I pick up so many, I have accumulated 100 mantras. I collected 100 mantras from 100 teachers. So what is the, it is not the importance what mantra you have picked up, how depth you have gone. Realize in the scriptures, when you are reading the scriptures, it is not my contribution. I may read, I may remember all 700 shlokas in Bhagavad Gita, or I may remember, I know all the Upanishads. That is not important. That is a mantra. It is only it's a lexicon meaning. That it's not my contribution to understand. I have to go deep, contemplate what it means, inner meaning, the spurana should happen. That spurana, when it happens, that person is called as a rishi. That person is called as a sage. That inner meaning should dawn in us. That is the sadhana, yoga says. Until then, it is not my contribution. I may go to all the tirthayatras, I may go to all the temples. It is only accumulating few things, but to become realized, when you come out, when you realize that one, when you go, the spurana, intuition, dawns in. It happens when you start going deep within. For that one, severe, intense commitment is required. That your intensity is proportional to the outcome. And to invoke Him, the highest, all-pervading, the highest effort is required from us. That is the yoga sadhana. Yoga sadhana, it's not for the weak-hearted, it is not for the casual people, it is not for, I want to try this one. It is not for trying. Be serious in your sadhana and you see the result yourself. There is a potential of rishi in every one of us. It is not for dedicated to some people. Make an effort. Don't say that I'm an ordinary person. I don't know the language. I don't know this one. When you take a step, be bold, go deep. You'll find some teachers come in your way and guide you accordingly. And the important thing, your sincerity, your commitment is the paramount in the sadhana. Lie down on your back.